Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We'll say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Joe Israel. I want to say welcome my family that's on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say welcome again to another Sabbath, man. God bless you. And our family that's listening on YouTube and Facebook, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. We are in that creation, man. We're in the third day. We are dealing with the earth. The earth. What is the earth for? Why was it created? And why are we here? It's a lot in this plan, man. It's a lot. We can't teach it from one day. It's not. It's just not that. We can't teach it in one day. It's not possible to teach it in one day. So the thing is that we are going day by day and breaking down those things that belong to Him concerning each day. Now, and the other thing is, if we desire to be a part of that first resurrection, we need to know about these things. We need to know that these things belong to Him, and we are going to inherit those things. So what are those things that belong to God? Let's look at that. First and foremost, brothers and sisters, if we can ask you to, our brothers to uncover their heads and our sisters to cover their heads as we stand and approach the Father in Jesus' name. Amen? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and lay thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too high. coming to such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of thy morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Psalms 139, verses 1 through 14. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual disciplines. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight and bless us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on the hearers and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind, those that hear us, a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen, everyone. I want to say welcome again to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. We are dealing with the creation. We're dealing with the earth. And what's the earth and the God of Israel is doing so much with this thing called a creation and those things that belong to the earth. Let's look at that. Let's look at the things that he gave us out of the earth and how he called the earth out of the water. Let's start with this. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 8. Genesis 1 and 8, when you receive the read.
And verse 8 reads, and God calleth the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathering together of the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
Now, we're dealing with the third day now, so this is the second part of the third day. The Lord got to bring the earth out the water. Remember now, the water is covered. The earth is in the water, according to Genesis chapter 1. And according to the first day, the waters covered the earth. So now he got to bring the waters out of the earth. Where did all that water go? Those things that he called seas, where did they go? They had to go somewhere. They didn't just disappear. So where did the water go? That's the question. And is it still there? That's the next thing. Let's look at this. Let's go to Genesis chapter 7 and verse 6. Genesis 7 and 6. And the Lord started explaining how he removed or called the earth out of the water. because he did it once already. So let's look at this. Let's look at him do it in the works of Job. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 6, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 7 and 6, read. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth.
So now, see, it's the same conversation. The flood of the waters was upon the face of the earth. Now, watch this. Skip down to verse 11 and continue.
Genesis 7 and 11.
10. Pick it up at 10.
Genesis 7 and 10. And it came to pass, after 7 days, that the waters of the flood were upon the earth, in the 600th year of Noah's life, and in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened.
So the fountains, there's a great deep in the earth that where the waters went when the floods was on the earth. So when he caused the flood to come back on the earth, he opened up this thing called the great deep. That's where all that water went. That's where all that water went in the beginning when he said, let the dry land appear. It went into this place he referred to as the great deep. This is the place where all that water, now all the mountains and things like that appear. We're not dealing with that yet. We got to get rid of the water. We got to get rid of the water off of the earth before the mountains appear. Now let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalm 78, pick it up at 13. Psalm 78. And 13, when you receive it, read.
Psalm 78 and verse 13 reads, he divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an
sea. He divided the sea. What do you mean he divided the sea? When he separated the waters from the waters from the earth, and the waters that's above the firmament, he called those seas. So now he divided the waters from the waters, and he put a firmament in the middle. So now he said he divided the waters there. Now watch this. Look what he did with it. Continue.
Verse 14, in the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depth.
See, that's where the water went. It went into where? The great depth. It went into the what he called the fountains of the deep, the great depth. It went into the bottom of the earth. Well, this water where the earth can appear, right? So this is where this appeared at. Continue.
Amen. Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
He brought streams also out of the rocks.
That's where the water went. It went into the earth. It went into the rocks. It went into this thing that he called the great depth. This is the water that he brought out from Moses. When Moses hit the rock, that water was there. So he put the water in this place called the great deep. Read on. Read that again.
Psalm 78 and 16 reads, he brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers.
And we take the God of Israel so for granted. Why? Because this water had to be what? Millions of gallons. We had millions of people, cattle, crops that we depended on this water from. And so he caused this water to come out of the rock, the water that he caused, that he said went into this thing called the depth of the earth. He caused the earth to come out of the waters, and he sent it into this thing called the deep. And that same water, when Moses hit the rock, it came out because it was there. It's in the earth. It was there. And we're not looking at this, man. Why? Because he had to water all of Israel, man. We were sitting there in the middle of nowhere, and he watered the desert. Brought life out of the desert because water has life in it. And when he brought the water out the deep, when he brought the water out the rock, it watered a whole nation of people. People are like, why are we all Israel? Israel complaining, always complaining. What are we going to drink? What are we going to eat? And he said, Moses, hit the rock and let the water flow out of it. Because he had already stored the waters from where? In Genesis chapter 1 on the third day. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms chapter 105, 1 verse and 41. Psalms 105 and 41. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 105 and verse 41 reads, he opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in dry places like a river.
See, that's what that water did. It ran in the dry places of the desert. It ran, that water had rescinded, like he said, in the days of Noah, the storehouses, it rescinded, and there it came back out when Moses brought the water forward. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 7. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. Let's revisit that scripture because we're going to bring that back around again. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. When you receive it, read. You're going to read 11 and 12.
Amen. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11 and verse 11 and 12 reads, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up.
That's where the water went. That's where the water went and went into the great deep. It moved from off the planet into this place that he called the great deep. And when Moses hit the rock, he called it to come back up again. Continue.
Amen. The same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Verse 12, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
We're not dealing with that right now, but we're going to skip down to verse 17. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 7 and 17 reads, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bear up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth.
See that? So this is the same conversation. It's the waters that was above the planet. It's the same conversation when he was in Genesis chapter 1 in verse 9 when he said the waters covered the earth. So it's the same thing. He got to do something with all this water. He just drowned the whole planet in. It didn't just evaporate. This water had to go somewhere, just like we got drainage systems, just like we got sewer systems, just like we got reservoirs, just like we got all of those things. He got one, too, but it's huge. It's bigger than what we, because he could cover the earth with this water all over again. This water is still on the planet. It's still in the planet. If he wants, he can flood the planet all over again, if he wants to. But he said, I'm not going to do it again. And he swore by himself he would not. But this time he said he's going to destroy the earth by fire. Let's look at this. Continue.
Amen. Verse 18. And the water travailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters travailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered.
See that? See that? So all the waters that was on the earth, all the waters covered everything, just like it did in Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9, it covered the whole planet. And he back here with this same conversation. Continue.
Verse 20, 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered.
Wait a minute. So the waters was upon the planet 15 cubits. I used to have that measurement in my other Bible. I did the math exactly how many feet that was. I'm not going to give you a guesstimation, but this water was above the mountain. I'm talking about above Mount Everest. 15 cubits above Mount Everest. The tallest mountain on the planet is 15 cubits above that. He completely covered the planet in the water. That was the same thing he did in Genesis chapter 1. But this water had to go somewhere. When he called the earth out of the water, this water has to go somewhere. Continue.
Genesis 7:20.
Yes.
15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. 21. And all flesh died that moved upon the face of the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died.
Because he caused all the waters to cover the entire planet. He called all the waters to cover the whole earth. So now we back at the same conversation again. We back here again that the whole waters covered the planet. So now we got, where did this water go? If he's going to call the earth out of the waters, like in the days of Noah, where did it go? That's the question. Continue.
Amen.
Verse
23. Mm-hmm. Genesis 7:23 reads, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. 24. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
Look at here. That water head was on the earth long enough to wipe out every planet, on every man, every breath of life on the planet. Where did the water go? Where did all that water go that he drowned the entire creation in? Where did it go that he covered the whole earth in? Where did it go? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Luke 8:22. Luke 8:22. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Luke 8:22 reads, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of a wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in
general. Same conversation. Same conversation. Now Jesus is on the planet. Now Jesus is going to show us, what did he do with the water? He the one that has control over the water. He the one that created the planet. He the one that gave the waters commandments to rescind off the planet. Watch this. This is his power. Read on.
Amen. Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm.
That's what he did in the days of Noah. That's what he did in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9 when he caused the earth to appear. He rebuked the wind, because if the water is on the earth, it's nothing but waves and things like that. Then he said the same thing in the days of Noah. It was waves, wind. It was all these things that he covered the whole planet in, that he drowned the entire creation in. He said he rebuked it, and once he rebuked it, he brought calm on the planet. He did this. That's the same conversation he did it in Genesis. That was him. He rebuked the wind. He rebuked the water. He rebuked the storms, and he rebuked those things that was in Noah's day. He did that. That was him, him right here, that we're reading about in Luke. Let's look at this a little further. Read on, read that 25 to 25.
Amen. Luke 8 and verse 25 reads, "And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they began afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man?"
See, they still don't believe in God. We don't believe in God. You know why? Because we see all these things going. It's going on in California right now. Those waves is running down the middle of the streets. Those waves is covering Florida. Those waves is covering Pakistan. Those waves is covering Japan. Those waves is covering places like Asia. The people of the sea, those waves have those super tsunamis. He has those authority. He has that authority to rebuke the wind. Now, here's the thing. He said, where's your faith? Wait a minute. Our faith in what? That we can call on him and that he can rebuke it? Because that's exactly what they just did. They called on him and said, Lord, you see us. Rebuke the wind. Rebuke the storm. Call on God, and he will rebuke the wind. Call on him. Shalom, man. Love you. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis 8 and verse 1. Genesis 8 and verse 1. When you receive it, read Genesis 8 and 1.
Amen. Genesis 8 and 1 reads, "And God remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged." Verse 2, "And the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the water returned from off the earth."
And where did it go? Back to the place that he called the deep. We never seen it. We don't have that technology to go to anywhere that's called the deep. We don't have no technology that can go that far into the waters that's called the deep. We don't have those things that we never seen this place called the deep. He said he caused the waters to rescind, go back into the planet, and let the dry land appear. That's what he did. Continue.
Okay. Genesis 8 and 4. "And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat."
There it is. So now the earth appeared. There were the mountains. It appeared again just like it did in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9. Let the dry land appear. Same conversation. Who did it? Jesus. Why? Because he rebuked the wind. He rebuked the storm. And he had power over the water. And he sent the waters back to the bottom of this place that he called the great deep. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Job chapter 28 and 22. Job 28:22.
Amen.
When you receive it, read.
Job 28 and verse 22. Read.
Mm-hmm.
22 reads, "Destruction and death said, We have heard the fame thereof with our ears."
Wait a minute, man. God, destruction and death got ears.
Amen.
And they said to God, "We heard of your fame. We heard of your power." These are angels, man. The death is an angel. Don't get that twisted. That's his name. It's not an entity. It's not a statement. It's a real being. And they said, death and destruction said, "We heard of your fame." Read on.
Amen. Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
"God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth under the whole heaven to make the weight for the wind. and he weigheth the waters by measure.
Look, man, he got the weight of the waters in his hand. He know the all this water that he covered the earth in, he got the exact weight for it down to the last ounce. I mean, every drop of water on the planet that's running out your faucet, that's running down your commode, that's running out your shower, that's in your sewers, that's in the lakes, that's in those ponds, that's in those ravines, that's in the water, then the lakes, the rivers, the seas, he got the weight of all of it. He do. He got that. We can't, we don't weigh that. We can guess, but he got it. Read on.
Amen.
You're in 25.
Thank you. Job 20, verse 25 reads, to make the weight for the wind, and he weighed the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it and declared it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. And unto a man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, to depart from evil is understanding.
Man, if you understand this, if you understand that he got the power to bring water on the planet like he do in California, like he do in Florida, like he do in all these different parts of the world, the sea countries, the sea nations and things like that, those great ports, look at here. You understand the fear of God. You know why? Because you sat in the all of his power. Just like it's sitting in an earthquake. It's like being in an airplane and it's finna crash and you have no control over what's finna happen. It's like in an earthquake, the earth is shaking. You have no control of what's about to happen. And when you see these rivers and the floods and the landslides and all these things, you have no control over what's about to happen. That's him. That's the fear of God and his power. We don't fear God. We too Americanized. We too technical. But he'll bring a flood over the earth in a New York second and drown the whole planet. Just like that. Just like that. Ask New York. Ask Florida. Ask California. Ask Pakistan. Ask Japan. Ask the Philippines. He would drown you in a New York second. All he got to do is open up the fountains of the deep. All he got to do is open up that place that he called the Great Depth, where he got all this water stored at that he called the earth to come out of. That calls fear. That brings respect. That make you lose your mind. That make you lose yourself. Like you something. Like you got to be acknowledged. Like you got to be this person. Like you, that wipes that out. You know why that wipes it out? Because if you was in an airplane, none of that won't make any difference. It's not going to make any difference in the day of judgment. It's not going to make any difference when the day he caused this thing to hit the planet. And let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 38 and 1. And we're going to read down to the 11. Job 38, 1. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Job 38 and verse 1 reads, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind.
And we covered that too. This whirlwind he brings on the planet in the wind. This same wind that he caused the waters to rescind off the planet is the same wind that he's in. He's in it. He's on that waters and he can rebuke the wind just like he was on that ship. He's in it. If he bring a flood on this planet, he can be in it. If he bring a hurricane on this planet, he's in it. Continue.
Amen. Verse 2. Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. That's right. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth?
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the foundations of the earth, the beginning. We're talking about those things that belong to him before we was here. You know, like we ain't got time to pay attention to those things that belong to him. You know, some of us don't even read our Bibles and been opinionated. Some of us think that the Holy Ghost is just something that just fall on you. That's, you know, just naturally he's supposed to just give it to us. Or we just don't fear God. But he's talking about those things that he did in the beginning. What was we at? He said, who is this that's darkening counsel? And you wasn't even here. That's what he said to all mankind, all of your scientists, all of your astronomers and your meteorologists and all those type of archaeologists. Where were you at? You can prove this earth was underwater. You know why? Because when you go to the Grand Canyon, there it is, the waters. You got several levels of waters all over. They showed that that water was over the planet. They know it. You don't, because they don't want you to believe it. They want you to think that there's no God. Continue.
Job 38:4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou knowest, if thou hast understanding. Verse 5. Who have laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors, when it brake forth as if it had issued out of the water?
Who shut it up? Who shut up the sea? He did. That's what he did in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9 when he called the earth to come up out of the waters. He said, let the dry land appear. Then he caused it to go into the great deep and put a dome on it that it won't cover the earth again. That's what he did. This is that conversation.
Amen.
Continue.
Job
38:11,
and said hitherto, shall thou come, but no further.
See that? It can't cover the earth anymore. That's the law. The water has a law that it must obey God. This is our fear in God, because he said that these things, he can cause the earth to cover, he can cause the waters to cover the earth again. This is that thing. Continue.
Verse 12. Has thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused thy day spring to know its place?
Okay, that's good. We have verse 11, right? Skip down to 16 and continue.
Job 38:16. Has thou entered into the springs of the sea?
Has thou what?
Entered into the springs of the sea.
So there's a spring inside of the waters, inside of the sea. It's a thing called a spring, a flowing stream of water that he calls the waters to rescend into, and it's a stream that's in the planet, inside the earth, that keeps all the waters from coming back over the planet. He said he put doors on that so that the earth never again be covered in water. Like in the days of Noah, he gave a law for that, and he called it springs under the waters. Read on. Read that again.
Job 38:16 reads, and thou enter into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depths?
Because he did. He walked in the depths. He created the depths for the waters to go to. So he did. Has you walked into the waters of the deep? Have you walked into the depth? Have you been down in the bottom of the Grand, up under the Grand Canyon? Have you been there? You, me. I'm there now because I'm reading about it. But I know he did it because he created this place for the waters to go to.
Amen.
Job 9:1. Job chapter 9, verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Job chapter 9, and verse 1 reads, then Job answered and said, I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God?
Look at here. This is the thing, man, and we think we can be. Mm-hmm. We think we're in a place that we can be just before God. We can justify ourselves before God. We can be anything other than what we are before God. And that's just flesh. Mm-hmm. And all our ills and all our sins. These are the things that we need to understand belongs to him. Mm-hmm. How can a man be just? He called him God, the true living God of Israel, called this man perfect and upright. And he said, how can a man be just with him? But we act like we are. We act like we the second coming of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Skip down to verse 8:6 and continue.
Job 9 verse 6 reads, which shaketh the earth out of her place.
So the earth was shaken when he called the waters to rescind. The earth shook when he called the flood on the earth. Are we listening? Are we listening? He called the flood. When the flood covered the days of Noah, the earth was shaking, man. He called the earthquake. We was out of control with this.
Oh.
We were scared to death with this. Because he brought the floods on the earth with a earthquake. It didn't just start raining. Because the depths of the sea had to open. When the depths opened, when the deep opened, it shook the planet because that's where it was. So we had these giant things like tsunamis coming from all over the place. It's like the earth just bust open with water. That's what happened. And the earth shook. Read on.
Amen.
Verse 6, when you receive the read.
Amen. Job 9 and 6 again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Job 9 and 6 reads, which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble, which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and filleth up the
sun. See, the sun and the sun and the moon wasn't there yet. The sun and the moon wasn't there yet. So therefore, those things wasn't created yet. That's what he's telling us. He's taking us back to that hour, that day with Job, and he's saying this thing with him. He's letting us know that, man, look, when he caused the waters to rescind, it was an earthquake. When he caused the flood to come over the earth, it was an earthquake. When it was days of Noah, when he caused the flood to come over the earth, it was an earthquake. Because those things had to come from the deep or the depth of the planet. Because that's where the water went. Read on.
Amen. Verse 7, which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and filleth up the stars, which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, which maketh the Arcturus, Orion and Pleiades and the chambers of the south, which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. Lo, he goeth by me, and I see.
He said, which doeth great things and wonders without number. He said, which in verse 8, he said, which alone spread out the heavens and do what?
And doeth great things, past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. Lo, he goeth by me, and I...
No. Verse 8, okay. He said...
Which alone spreads out the heavens and...
So we act like him walking with Peter on the waters was something new. He had already done that.
Amen.
He had already walked on the waters. Why? Because he created it.
Amen.
If I create something, I'm sure I can stand on it. I didn't create invisible. I didn't create air so I can walk on it. That's what he did. He created this thing that he called the sea, and he walked on it. I'm sure he did the same thing with Adam. Why? Because Adam and Peter are the same thing. They men. So just like he showed Peter, you can walk on water. He said that with Adam. The difference between Peter and Adam is that Adam didn't have the fear of death. So he probably walked all over the water. It wasn't no fear of death. It was with Peter. So God is saying, I walked on water before you guys was even here, before there was nothing. So order your conversation before me. Tell me who you are. Tell me about me. Give me a reason to justify you. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Matthew chapter 14 and 22. Matthew 14, 22, when you receive it, read.
Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22 reads, and straightway Jesus constraineth his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea.
There it is again. Didn't we just get through reading in the book of Job that he said he the one that treaded upon the sea? Well, he's telling us right here, he already did it. And I could do it now. And you could do it. Shabbat shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. He did it. He did it then. He did it then. And he could do it now because he created the water. He did. He did. So he can walk on water in the days of Noah. He can walk on the water before with man, before Adam. And he did it in the days of when he was in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Read on.
Matthew.
You're in 14.
Yep. And verse.
Read 24.
Go to 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear.
See that? It wasn't no fear with Adam because Adam was there. He said Adam was there. Adam seen angels. Adam seen those things. He seen Satan. He seen that. He said because he told him don't even talk to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He seen him. He seen the angels on the planet. He said, I'm giving you control of all of this. I need you to know what they are. So he showed them. He showed him everything that he did, even everything that's in the waters or the seas, those things that he created on the fifth day,
amen.
Dolphins, whales, amen. Fish, turtles, guppies, shrimps, lobsters, squids, all of those things he showed Adam. What do you mean? Because he said, Adam, come on out here. And Adam went out there and walked on the water with God, and those things revealed themselves to him. And he said, now I gave you authority over all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day. What do you mean? That's why we got places called aquariums. This is why we got places in this planet that we call aquariums. What do you mean? We can go in to SeaWorld, and we still have the authority over those things that belongs to the water. Why? Because he gave those things to Adam. For us, we got things like a fish tank. We can create a fish tank. put all these different fish in there and be looking at it like, wow, look at that fish in the tank. Fish is swimming in the water. Wow, ain't that amazing? Well, guess what? He had already showed Adam all those fish that we're looking at. We act like those things are new because we don't have the authority or the autonomy or the faith, because he said this, where is your faith? So therefore, he said, we don't have the faith to walk on water like Adam did. The sound went out. Is it still out? Is it still out?
I'll do this.
Now, Ernest said the sound went out.
Ernest said
it. Is it still out? Okay, okay. We good. We good. Is it still out? All right.
I'm going to turn my phone back then.
All right. Well, so, okay, good. So, we good. We good. Amen. So, we see that we don't have the faith to walk on water. We said, where is your faith? Like he had with Adam. Adam didn't have no fear of drowning or dying because there was no such thing as death. But with Peter feared. And he said, you ain't got any faith, man. Shabbat shalom, sis. Grace and peace in Jesus. We're dealing with this creation, and we're dealing with the earth coming out the water at this time, and we're dealing with God having control over the water, right? Read that verse again.
Mm-hmm.
26. Because they thought it was a spirit, right? Verse 26.
Matthew 4:26 reads, And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, is it a spirit? And they cried out of fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid.
Because he had that mortality thing on him. He had that fear of dying or death or drowning. So he didn't have any faith. He didn't have the faith that Adam had, because there was no fear of death with Adam. So Adam walked with God on water, just like Peter walked with God on the water. The difference between Adam and Peter, Adam didn't fear dying, Peter did.
Amen.
This sea, all them giants, we were looking at something about the waves, this waves. Look, we have on record right now that the wave, the tallest wave we have on record, man have on record, is 100 feet taller than the Empire State Building. That's a record we carry. What are we going to do with that kind of water? Adam walked on it. No problem. Oh, man, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. I can walk on water.
The highest wave was in Alaska, was an astonishing 1,720 feet.
1,000 what?
720 feet.
Almost 2,000 feet tall. The tallest wave in Alaska. This is in our world. We have a record on. But guess what? There are waves in the seas that we can't measure. And stop calling the waters, the seas, oceans. There's no such thing as the word ocean. The word ocean is like Santa Claus. The word ocean is like Sunday. The word ocean is like Saturday versus the Sabbath day. Stop calling the sea oceans. The word ocean is a pagan evil devil. Word ocean is an evil spirit. It's a devil. The desire to be worshipped on this planet by those who are ignorant of God. So stop calling the earth, stop calling the seas ocean, because you're giving authority to that spirit. So Peter was afraid, right? Continue.
Amen. Matthew 14 and verse 31.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O of little faith, where didst thou doubt?
See, Adam never doubted. And imagine Jesus, the God of Israel, Melchizedek, walking on the sea with Adam holding his hand. You know, I know that's a thing in America, you know, that a man can't hold another man's hand. That's gay. Not in the world of homosexuality. In this world, that's gay. In that world, it's love. That's why I say you give your brother the right hand of the fellowship. I ain't saying y'all walk down the street holding each other's hands. I ain't saying there's anything wrong with it if y'all not gay. You know, you should be able to walk down the street holding your brother's hand, you know. You know, it's like my sons. I got four sons. All of them should be able to walk down the street holding each other's hand. I mean, it'll look kind of corny. And to the world without knowledge, it'll look really gay. But the truth be, they all brothers, and they should be able to do these things because God gave them that power and autonomy. Women can hold hands, not anymore, because guess what? That's gay. But here, Jesus grabbed his hand and said, man, you ain't got no faith. Your faith, where's your faith at? Now, he didn't say no faith. You got a little faith because you actually came out there. You believe you can do it. But then, soon as trouble came along, next thing you knew is that you start having fear. So then your faith starts fleeing. Continue.
Amen.
You stopped at verse 31.
Verse 31 again, Matthew 14 and 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou little faith, whereof didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God.
Thou art the Son of God. You God, man. You can walk on waters. You can rebuke the wind. You can do these things. You God. You God. End of it. I ain't no more concerned. I'm with that. I'm there. I'm reading this, reading what Job said, reading what Noah said, reading what Moses said. I know he God. Your concerns is not mine. If you don't believe in Jesus, your concerns ain't mine. It's just that simple. But it says here, you God, man. End of it. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 33 and verse 3. Psalms 33 and 3. When you receive it, read.
Psalms 33.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms chapter 33. Chapter 33 and verse 3 reads, Sing unto him a new song, played skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth.
Look, man, you ain't got to believe that he created this planet. You ain't got to believe that he called the earth out the waters. All you got to do is go to the Grand Canyon. You see the rings up on the earth. You see it there. You go to the top of Mount Everest. You see that there's water over the planet. That's between you and God. If you don't believe it, shalom, Brother Will. Grace and peace, brother. If you don't believe it, that's between you and God. But he said, this is true. Read on.
Amen. Verse Psalm 33 and verse 5 reads, He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depths and storehouses.
That's where the waters went. Into the storehouses. He sent the waters that was on the earth that covered the whole planet in the storehouse. That's what he had now. He called them right now seas. Not seas, but springs. He called them springs running up under the earth or under the sea right now. He called them springs that's running under the sea. I can't conceive that. You got a flow in water that has a current? You got a current and a current. I guess so, because electric currents carry different voltages. So I can imagine, I can see that. It makes sense to me that electric currents is like water. It's all circular. Currents is circular, circuit, you know. So it's moving. The water's moving. So you got a flow that's in the waters, that's within the waters, and he called that an underground spring. And he just referred to it as storehouses. Why? Because when he brought the flood on the earth, he sent the waters back to the storehouses where he had them in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9, when he called the earth to come out of the water. He put them back in the storehouses. I ain't say them. He put the water in the storehouses. That's where he stored it at. And that's where they are now. Every now and again, we get us some landslides, man. The water come out the mountains. Every now and again, we see a torrential rain and the water. California is a witness. Florida is a witness. Texas is going to be a witness before this winter's over with. You got these things that the God of Israel, he said he'll open up the storehouses on us and he will drown a whole kingdom. I'm so afraid for places like Japan, Hawaii, the Philippines and things like that, Taiwan and stuff like that. I just hope the God of Israel, because I got family there. I mean, spiritual family that's there. And I'm hoping and praying that the God of Israel remember them, because remember this. As long as you praying to him, he'll save you. Continue.
Amen.
Read that again. 7.
Psalms 33 and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
He gathered the waters of the sea together as in heat. He layeth up the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe.
See, we don't want to do that, man, because we don't want to believe there's a God. You know why we want to believe there's a God? Because there's going to be a judgment, and we don't want to face judgment. Because if there's a God, there's a judgment. And the last thing we want to do is face judgment for our sins against him, for being disobedient. That's what we don't want. So we don't want to say there's a God. We want to say this all happened on a big bang or a goof. You know, like exact science come from a mistake? That don't even make any sense. An exact science come from a mistake. What do you mean? 1 + 1 = 2. That's exact. That's in time. Every year, we have an equinox, 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in the evening. Every year, in exact science, from the solar, even in the waters, there's an exact science. In numbers, there's an exact science. Now, here it is, we want to say the earth was created in a goof, and then we want to believe it. You know why? Because there's a judgment. And we don't want to face it. And it's going to be one. Just by saying that. just by saying 1 + 1 = 3. Continue.
3, and then I leave off at 10.
I think that's good. Okay. Let's look at that a little further. Let's go into Psalms 104 and pick it up at the 1. Psalms 104 and 1. And when you receive it, read Psalms 104 and 1. And this kind of like tell a whole, it kind of like wrap everything all up. God kind of like speedball it through David. And he tell us everything that he did, you know, like in a glossary, so to say.
Psalms 104 and 1.
Yeah, when you receive, read.
Psalms chapter 104 and verse 1 reads, Bless, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers and the waters.
Stop. What was created first? Light. Right? You're going to see this principle throughout. If you read your Bible from Genesis to Revelations, you're going to see this constantly reoccur. Light, water, earth, light, water, earth, light, water, earth, light, water, earth. Just like we see it in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, in day 1, day 2, water, day 3, earth, day 4, light, day 5, water, day 6, earth. There you go again. Light, sun and moon, water, fishing and whales, earth, cattle, man. Light, water, earth, light, water, earth, light, water, earth. And here it is again. Look at what he said. Thou cover thyself with light. Read 3.
Okay. Verse 3 reads, Who layeth the beams of his chambers and the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind?
That's all part of water. Continue.
4. Who maketh his angels spirit, his ministers a flaming fire? Who layeth the foundations of the earth?
There it is. Light, water, earth. The same principle is all throughout your Bible, over and over and over again. This is a continual conversation, over and over and over again.
So the light is number 2. Who covers thyself with the light as a garment? Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? 3. Who lays the beams of the chambers and the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the winds of the wind?
Case in point.
4. Who maketh his angels spirits and ministers a flaming fire, who layeth the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever.
Continue. Right? Water, earth. It's the same conversation.
1, 4, 3. Okay.
Where you get 1, 4, 3 from? That's love.
Oh, you always, you know what? Let me I love you, baby. You always tell me 1, 4, 3. Okay.
Light water,
you always.
Wait a
minute.
Wait a minute. 1, 4, love you. 3. 1, 4, 3.
I know.
But this is not that conversation.
I know.
It's light.
Water, earth.
Water, earth.
So what are those numbers for light, water,
earth? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Light, water, earth.
Yes.
You always tell me 1, 4, 3. I know that means I love you. That's why you're like, what do you get 1, 4, 3 for? Light, water, earth is what, baby?
Light first, water second, and here come the earth.
Okay.
Same thing with the sun. Here come the fish, and here come the cattle. Light, water, earth. John the Baptist.
Isn't that 1, 4, 7?
No. Light is 1, 4, 7 because light is... 1, light is 4.
2, 5, 8.
Listen to what I'm saying. Light is 1.
Uh-huh.
Light is 4 because the sun and the moon is 1, 4, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4, 7 is the Sabbath day.
Okay.
Which is light.
And then
2, 5, 8. And 8. That's water, okay. Right? And then 3, 6, 9 is uh-huh. earth okay. because you got water, uh-huh. right?
Uh-huh.
3, uh-huh. well, 2. Let's say 2. The second day he created the second day he had, he separated the waters from the waters. And 5, he had the fish in the ocean. That's 5. And then 8 is when he's going to cause blood and waters and all the seas to disappear from the planet. He going to get rid of all water and planet, all flesh, I mean, blood and plasma, which is what he created out of the water.
Okay, so another.
And remember, the dead came up out the sea.
Yes, sir.
So all that dissipated.
Yes, sir. 5, 8, and 3, 6, 9.
3, 6, 9 is earth. Okay. Like, and the third day is earth. Uh-huh. 6 would be Adam. He came out the earth. Uh-huh. And then 9, New Jerusalem is coming down from God out of heaven, which is the 9th day in the creation, which just so happened to be the 14th day in the creation.
Amen. So 1, 2, 3 is what again? That's the light.
That's 1, 2, 3 is light, water, earth.
1, 2, 3 is the light.
Mm-hmm. No, light, water, earth is the order.
I know. So we have 1, 4, 7.
That's light.
And 2, 5, 8.
That's water.
And 3, 6, 9.
That's the earth.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3 is.
That's the order. Right.
Okay, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's still an order.
Uh-huh.
That's all order. But
okay, so I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you something. But 1, 4, 7, 2, 5, 8, 3, 6, 9. I get it.
Okay, so what did you get?
No, and you just said 1, 2, 3 is
the order.
Okay, amen.
It's always going to be the same order. 1, 2, 3, light, water, earth, light, water, earth, light, water, earth. It's always going to keep repeating itself throughout the Bible in different manners, right? Like with Moses, the first thing he saw was the fire, right?
The first thing he saw was fire?
He saw the fire. Okay. Next thing you know, he turning the rivers into blood,
mm-hmm.
right? And then he started jamming Egypt, which is the earth. Same conversation, light, water, earth. Like, it's going to be the same conversation over and over again. John the Baptist, a voice that's in the wilderness, is crying. He was a light, right? He brought forth what? The baptism, right? Okay. And then when he also did what? He was in the wilderness, light. Water, earth. Jesus, light, baptized, and went into the wilderness as soon as he was baptized. Light, water, earth. The angel in Revelations, he had his foot. In fact, read that. Revelations 10 and verse 4.
Revelation 10 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Revelation chapter 10. And verse 4 reads, and when the seven thunders, that's the one,
mm-hmm.
and when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, still of those things which the seven thunders uttereth, and write them not.
See, we're not supposed, some things we God give us, and it's just shalom, Israelite, grace and peace, and happy Sabbath, Jay. Hey, shalom, Sister Cheryl. Grace and peace in Jesus. Happy Sabbath. Same conversation. Same principle. It never, ever changes. It's going to always be that order. That's the order. Light, water, earth.
Uh-huh.
That's the order. Uh-huh. Now, 1, 4, 7 is light. The first day, light. The fourth day is light. The Sabbath day is light, right? The second day is water. The 2, 5, 8, right? 2, 5, 8, all water. And then 3, 6, 9 is that's that. 3, 6, 9, He called the earth out the water. He called the beast and the man out the earth. Then the blood is in the water.
Right.
So he called man out of the earth. That's six. And then New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. It came down from heaven to the earth. Same conversation. Light, water, earth, light, water, earth, light, water, earth, light, water, earth. That's the that's the order. It'll never change. But when you start dealing with the separation of those things, then you start dealing with, we ain't gotten to that yet. We're still dealing with the basic principle.
The basic principle is what?
Is what we're looking at now. What did God deal with the water? That's what we should be learning. What did he do with all this water that he had on the planet? Where did it go? We just read that he got a storehouse for it. He got a place that he called underground springs that is flowing in right now. Continue. Let's get back to that Psalms and pick it up at verse 5.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we was in Revelation. But do you need to read Revelation?
No,
okay, we good? Okay. 104. In verse
104, not 104, but 104. You know I love to say 104. You're like, no, Rhea, it's 104.
You just like to do that, don't
no,
you?
Because I always say 10.
I know.
But I get it now. 100 is a letter.
This is not
zero
a O.
A
that's a number.
Right.
Zero and O look different.
I know. But let me tell you this. I'm just trying to say something. So all my life I'm like 104, 10. No. I said O. O is not O. No. Let me just tell you this. I'm just trying to give you credit because you taught me this. Like I say pin number. I said, babe, why do you say pin number? Like you say a number twice. Like don't say number.
Personal identification.
Number. Right. You don't have to say pin number. You're saying number twice. So I'm just giving you your acknowledgement that you have taught me to stop saying 104. You're saying one and the letter O and the number four. And I didn't realize that until you, like I told you, I'm just giving you a prop that. What did I say? And I've been taught that my whole life. Like, you've been taught to say pin number, and it irks me.
You see that?
Yeah, that's a zero.
And you see that?
Well, it says, oh, yeah, oh, my.
You see the difference?
Yes.
You see the difference between an O and a zero?
Yes.
They're different. They even shape different. A O is 360. A zero is an oval.
Right. So I'm just like pin number. Number. I get it. So stop saying pin number. Give me your pin
I'm
number.
Trying to stop saying. I mean,
I'm trying to stop saying
I was
104.
To say
and I was taught to say that too. So I'm just letting you
know. I know, and I was taught to say that too.
Right. So just bear with me. I'm getting rid of that. You're getting rid of the pin number. Baby, what's the pin number? Like, oh, stop. And I'm getting rid of the 104. Oh, stop. So we got that. We're clear on that? Okay, we've been schooled together. So 104.
Thank you.
Psalms. And what verse?
Okay, Psalms 104.
No, it's 104.
In verse five
reads, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever?
Mm-hmm.
That covereth it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains.
See that? That's the time we're talking about. In the days of Noah, in the beginning, when the God of Israel created the earth that it be established forever, and the waters was above the earth.
Amen.
Right? So the waters is above the earth. Where did it go? That's the next question. Read on.
Amen. Verse 6. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. As thou rebuked, they fled. At the voice of thy thunder, they hasted away.
See, now the waters was given a commandment, the seas, to go into the storehouses in the beginning for a day of judgment. What do you mean a day of judgment? the day that God caused the floods to come over the earth in the day of Noah. It went into the storehouses. It went into the place called the underground springs. There's no such word as ocean. Please stop saying that. That's like saying Saturday over the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. It's satanic. Do not say ocean. The word ocean is an evil devil. It's a devil. Honestly, and it kills people. Stop saying that word. Continue.
Amen. Let's go back. Verse 6. Thou covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valley.
So now we got this witness in the Grand Canyon that there's water rings on the Grand Canyon that the waters was above the planet. Read on.
Amen. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys into the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over.
That's the law. He put them in a storehouse. He locked them up. And now the water can't come back over the planet. He said, oh, proud waves. Wait a minute. You just read that the tallest recorded wave is 1,700 feet tall. That's astronomical. That's water power that we can't conceive. That's enough water to knock down a building. 1,700 feet tall wave is enough water to wipe out any city. Any city. Read on.
Amen. Okay, and verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field.
Then he gave the waters laws to water the planet for us. And the creatures in the creation, he gave the waters a law to for us in the beasts of the field, in the creeping things, in the fowls of the air. Continue.
He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst.
That's part of the other part of the earth that he gave the earth blessing. First, he had to bring the earth out of the water. Then he said, let the earth bring forth grass, trees, fruit, and seed after its kind. He's giving us the same conversation, but he's speedballed. He's giving us a condensed conversation. Continue.
Verse 12, by them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitations, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works.
Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Jeremiah chapter 5 and 20. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 20. When you receive it, read.
Chapter 5 and verse 20 reads. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not.
He calling us foolish.
Foolish.
He said, now hear this, foolish people, not those that fear God, because a fool said there is no God, right? So he said, foolish people without understanding, which have eyes and don't see, and ears that don't hear, read.
Verse 22, Jeremiah 5 and 22. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it.
Every now and again, they come up over the, you know, they come a little further on the water, but they only can go so far. They're not coming all the way inland. That water that cover Florida, mm-hmm. can cover the whole United States. It can cover the whole planet. But the Lord said, you gotta bow right there. That's far as you go. Continue.
Amen. Verse 23 reads, but this people have a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they are in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed week of the harvest.
Ain't that something? He said, let us return to the Lord. Let us return to the Lord God who give us the fear God. Why? Because that water that he called up under the planet, that he put in storehouses, is still there. It's still there. Jeremiah 31:33. When you receive it, read.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33 reads, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Hallelujah. Verse 35, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and an ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea, the waves thereof war. The Lord of hosts is his name. That's right.
See that? So he said, now he said, which divided the sea. What do you mean? From the bottom, the firmament in the middle, and the sea that's above the firmament. That's the water, but he called it the sea. It's a sea above us. Just like it's a, he got it from the sea. So it's the sea. Duh, he got the waters from the sea, put it above us, and now we got a sea above us that's in the midst, that he put a firmament in the middle of. Continue.
Amen. Verse 36. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever.
See that? So now he's saying, now if the water that's above the firmament needs to disappear, then that's that. Then Israel is cut off. Well, we know that ain't gonna happen because Jesus came through Israel, so that's a wrap. Forget about it. Read on.
Amen. Verse 37 reads, thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured.
You can't measure heaven. First of all, you can't measure nothing. Give me a measurement of nothing because he put heaven inside of it. Duh. We can't even measure the earth. We don't have any. We got a guesstimation of the size of the earth. We got a guesstimation of how much water is on the earth. Because it's constantly changing. Like all the water, like God said, like we read earlier, he has the water by weight. He got all the water. Every drop of water that fall from your faucet, he got the weight of it. Written from every drop of water that's coming out your shower, going down your commode, in your ravines, on the side of the street, in the rivers, in the lagoons, in the swamps, in the seas, in the rivers, in the sewers, in the mud. He got weight. He got all that. We can't measure that. He's telling us, man, if we can measure that, then Israel is cut off. And I thank God that he given us a chance that we and our children would live forever, because he said we won't be cut off. Even for all our sins, man, he is that merciful that he'll save our children in spite of ourselves and our sins. Hmm. Continue.
Jeremiah 31 and 37, thus say the Lord, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searches out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord.
See, when we can't measure the waters that's under the earth, because he got this thing called underground springs. So it's impossible. It's impossible. Israel is locked, man. Jesus is a lock. Our children, if they want to serve God, will be a lock. They ain't getting in the kingdom just because they Israelites, and neither are we. We have to do those things that belong to God. However, he's saying as a nation, as a people, it's a wrap because Jesus sealed it. Hmm. Let's look at this a little further. Last verse, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 8.
Amen.
Genesis 1 and 8. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 1 and 8 reads, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one
place. Into a place called, he said, the depth, mm-hmm. right? Or the deep, mm-hmm. right? Or storehouses.
Storehouses.
He called it storehouses. He called it depth, deep storehouses. Mm-hmm. Read on.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so.
That's when we're getting into that. But we got to get rid of the water first. We got to move the water out the way before you get to the dry land. Mm-hmm. Continue.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
This conversation is giant, man, because now we got to bring forth fruit. Now we got to have the seed of God inside of us. And now, not only that, not only are we out of the earth, but we got to seed a copulation to reproduce ourselves. Hmm. Same conversation. It's just that we didn't come up until the sixth day. 3, 6, 9. Continue.
Amen. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
There it is. So now we've seen that the God of Israel have a place that he has for water that's called a store place. And he gave laws for the water. We're going to get more into the law of the water that's on the earth, because without the law for the water, the earth, it'll cover the earth again. So he had to bind that. And so he has these places in the earth called storehouses, springs, and depth of the waters. And he called it the great deep, right? Because he said when the great deep was broken up in the days of Noah, that the waters covered the earth. The great deep was broken up and the waters covered the earth in the days of Noah. So this is that conversation. That flood that we're looking up in Florida, those landslides, all of that is small potatoes, man, compared to what he did in the days of Noah. That ain't even a Band-Aid. That's not even a, that's like stepping on a tack compared to what he did in the days of Noah. So, with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We want to, first and foremost, want to thank our family that's listening on the Sound of Living Waters. We want to thank them and always thank them for their time. Once again, our family that's in the United States, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and happy Sabbath and peace in Jesus to you and your household. And our family that's in Canada, when Canada is growing, it's really getting up there. Our family that's in Canada, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And our family that's in Brazil, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And our family that's in Ireland, hey Ireland, welcome back. Our family that's in Ireland, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Germany, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in Russia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And we want to say our family that's in India, India numbers is really moving around. And we'll say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Myanmar, they want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus. Yes, I am going to say that one day properly. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in Vietnam, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in Japan, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in the Philippines, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in Australia, peace in the name of Jesus to you and to your household in Jesus' name. So we want to say Shabbat Shalom. God bless you. And our family that's in New Zealand, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in the motherland, right? Our family that's in Algeria, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Egypt, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household and Shabbat Shalom. Forgive me, Shabbat Shalom to you, and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in Ethiopia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in Uganda, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in Kenya, welcome back. Shabbat Shalom to you and your family. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in South Korea. South Korea numbers is really moving around. Peace in the name of Jesus, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus, Shabbat Shalom to you and your family as well. And I could say this, and I could say all of this. We got all these different families all over the planet coming together for the word of God. Just let me know that the Lord house is what he said. He said, in fact, read that as Isaiah 56 in verse 1. What is this? No, I think that's Isaiah 56 and 1. And let me see. I'm going to go there right quick. Isaiah 56. And I'm just going to read this because of family. Yeah, Isaiah 56 and 1. Because of our family, our spiritual family that's around the world. This is for you. And remember this, that the God of Israel is remembering you as well. Did I say peace in the name of Jesus to our family in India?
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 56 and 1 reads, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hands from doing any evil. That's right, Jesus. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. That's right. Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly.
So we're not going to let you say that.
Speak it.
That's why we are reading this right now. We're not going to let the stranger or our families that's around the world say that God isn't with you. No, God is with you.
The Lord has utterly speak.
Yeah.
He has utterly separated me from his people, neither let them. It says, let me read number 3 again, babe. It says, neither let the son of the stranger that had joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, keep going.
Keep going.
For thus say the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath.
And here we are, continue.
And choose the things that please me.
Yes, yes, the family around, our family, our spiritual family that's around the world is listening to us faithfully. And we know that times can be difficult, and sometimes we lose our connections and our internet service and things like that. But to see our brothers and sisters tuning back in is a beautiful thing because he see you. He's watching. He's watching. Amen. And he's telling you this. Let me reiterate this. This is for everyone that's listening here faithfully. Listen to this very carefully, for this is for you. Continue.
Amen. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off.
See, you're going to get a name, an everlasting name.
Did you see that?
Yes, yes. That's why I say Shabbat Shalom to all our family that's around the world. He said, you're going to get an everlasting name. Just hang in there. Stay strong. Stay strong. Yes, yes. We all in the race, including ourselves. And the information that he's sharing with us, all we're doing is sharing with you so that our faith is constantly being increased to know that God is still in control. of the elements. Subject 8. Google it. God is in control of the elements. Read on.
Isaiah 56 and 6 reads, also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him and to love the name of the Lord.
Amen.
To be his servants, everyone that keepeth.
Not his slaves.
To be his servants, mm-hmm. everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people.
That's why we here, brothers and sisters. You know, it's not about, you know, I know we got family that's in Africa that, you know, probably had family art between each other and in Europe and in the States and in South America and in Russia right now we have a conflict, you know, and the family and our family that's in the islands, you know, and the Pacific Islands, I should say, our family that's in South Korea and Japan and China, places like that. I know that there has been conflicts, but the God of Israel isn't about our personal issues. He's about those that want to be with him. So I'm just letting you know that it's not about that. It's about him, that he want to give you, all of us as a whole, a name.
Amen.
An everlasting name. So hang in there, man, and stay faithful. Like Jesus said, don't be a little faith. And I'm not saying go out there and walk on water. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying don't be a little faith when it comes to these things that belong to him. Because he said he want to give you a name, an everlasting name.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to say great job reading, Sister Red. Shabbat Shalom to you as well. And
Shabbat Shalom.
Let's see. And, is there anyone online?
No. Online, maybe.
Okay.
You mean with their hands raised?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Let's see. No hands up? You don't have any hands up? Okay. Well, excuse me. Those things are natural.
I'm just like, this is natural.
Yeah. Well, habits are hard to break.
Amen.
All right. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We're going to edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please...
Read your Bible. Amen. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water.
And may your message, amen,
Shabbat shalom, Israelites.
What happened to our mayor message in the name of Jesus?
Hmm?
Be delivered to you.
I see.
Oh no, that's your hook for your back screen. May the message.